we really encourage people to go back and to look, and especially because if they've received financial assistance to be able to afford their marketplace-based plan, they should really update that information and see what more they might qualify for this year.
Claudia Lenoff is with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, which is helping people get enrolled for coverage through the health insurance marketplaces set up by the Affordable Care Act. You'll find links to those marketplaces at willnews.org.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote, Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values, and Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at some news. European Union leaders could offer the preparation of scaled-up economic sanctions this week if peace talks in Minsk fail. Talks between Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France are underway today in an attempt to forge a ceasefire and broker a longer-term solution to the crisis in eastern Ukraine. If those talks break down, the official says the next step would be to look at tougher economic sanctions against Russia. The Republican-controlled Congress is set to send a bill approving the Keystone XL pipeline to President Barack Obama. The House is expected to pass the measure later today. That is a Senate of the version of the bill that was sent over earlier. The measure has been tweaked from the previous version the House passed easily last month. The vote caps weeks of debate over one of the top priorities of the Republican-controlled Congress. PepsiCo says that its profit fell in the fourth quarter as the maker of Frito-Lay chips, Gatorade, and Mountain Dew was hurt by weakening foreign currencies and restructuring changes. In its Frito-Lay North American division, which is the company's biggest unit, PepsiCo said core revenue rose 3.5%, boosted by higher volume and price hikes. Core revenue for American beverages rose 3%. In North America, the company said soft drink volume declined 2%. For the period ending December 27th, PepsiCo earned $1.31 billion, or 87 cents a share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 17,782, down 11 points. The NASDAQ 4286, up 10. The S&P 500 2063, up 0.75 points. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading this morning. Hard red winter March wheat, 557 up 3. May, 558 up 1.5. Soft March wheat, 521 down 3/4. May, 520 and 3/4 down 1.5. March corn, 386 down 2. May, 394 down 2.25. July, 401.5 down 2.25. December, 415.75 down 2.75. March soybeans, 970.75 up 1.75. May, 974.25 unchanged. July, 979.5 down 1/4. November, 953.5 down 1/4. March soybean meal, 326.90 now 327 up 10. March soybean oil, 31.30 down 15. The May, 31.51 down 15. February live cattle, 158.87.5 down 22.5. April, 153.30 down 47.5. March feeders, 201.80 down 22.5. And February lean hogs are 61.62.5, and they are up 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, after the markets digested the 11 o'clock report yesterday, mm-hmm. on the face of it, you would have thought that they had a slightly bullish tone maybe for soybeans based off the U.S. information.
Mm-hmm.
South America information ended up flat with Brazil dropping 1 million metric tons, but Argentina picking up 1 million metric tons.
Sure.
But the market didn't act and react that way. So what's going on?
Well, I think kind of like we're just pointing out is the market kind of had one of those quote-unquote perverse reactions to the USDA numbers and kind of looked the other way. I think realistically, two things we have to assume is one is that soybeans and oilseeds are probably going to go one direction going forward, and then the grains are probably going to have another move or an opposite direction to think about. Soybeans, you know, the numbers yesterday were constructive, but we know that South America is coming online, and even when they do give a little bit of reduction in South American production figures, it's still a whopper number, and the trade's mindful of it. On top of that, just on the day-to-day headlines, additional freight is heading to South America, so we know that they are going to be export competitors currently, if not in the not-too-distant future. On the grain side of the equation, corn and wheat, the numbers there weren't overly negative. Wheat did get a little bit of a shot across the bow with additional global numbers, but not big enough to really make a big difference. The corn number was mildly supportive. And I think, you know, maybe with a little bit of a negative tone yesterday, they just checked the resolve of the long side of the market and said, you know, if you're for real, then come on back. And I think today's market is going to be a telltale indicator of what's going to be probably for the next couple of weeks. If corn can come back again, close, you know, a little bit higher today and maybe accomplish that 391 mark in the March corn, then we should be good for a little while longer. And I think December corn, if it can get back up above the 420 mark, it's really going to be encouraging. On top of that, we have the baseline numbers and the discussion in Washington over the next couple of weeks. The baseline numbers to start the conference are supposed to be unchanged from last year, so no major news there. And then we'll go and move forward and see what the interpretations are over the next couple of weeks.
Well, let's look at a technical chart for the soybeans. I'm in the March right now. Do you think that it is a matter of time before the January low, which was 961, and that's sort of a place that people are keeping an eye on. Do you think that's likely to give away?
Yeah, I really do. As soon as we get a good handle on exports coming out of South America, that low is definitely vulnerable. There's been very little question in our mind for the longest term that the downside is going to be the path of least resistance one of these days. The resistance in looking at the beans right now is only above the market by 10 cents or so with some longer-term moving averages. The November beans, when you look at the spreads, the November beans have been the weak link, and they're probably about 30 or 35 cents away from good resistance, meaning that this recovery effort has not been sponsored at all by new crop price action. So, yeah, I do think that the downside is vulnerable, and, you know, the old lows may hold you for a short period of time, maybe get you a dead cat bounce. But once South America comes online to any degree, probably in about 4 weeks or so, those are definitely vulnerable.
The other question that has some relevancy is the fact that February is the month we've sent insurance prices, and for harvest months.
Historically, I think that's carried a lot of weight. The one thing that we've talked about here is a little bit of a concern is realistically, in the past we've had good premiums and we've had a real tight balance sheet. This year, we're looking at price discovery period where the cost of the insurance is solidly below, what most guys think is an incentive price.
Mm-hmm.
And so as far as bidding this market up, it's probably too soon, and the insurance price is probably going to be a little dissatisfactory for a lot of producers.
So I have about 30 seconds. What does it imply going forward for planting intentions?
It probably means that the producers are going to have to crunch their numbers. I think corn is probably going to lose out in the peripheral areas, and beans are probably going to see a sizable shift. The price action in corn over the next 3 or 4 weeks will dictate how the March numbers look from the USDA.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. March corn, 387 down 1. May, 394 and a half down 1 3/4. July, 402 and a quarter down 1 1/2. December, 416 and 3/4 down 1 3/4. March soybeans, 973 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. July, 981 and a half, up 1 3/4. November, 954 and 3/4, up 1. February lean hog, 6170, up 17 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.